Hey there, dopamine hackers. This is your girl Sienna Cruz coming at you live and direct to talk about something super important. Building healthy relationships that actually nourish your mental well-being. Ever feel like your relationships are more draining than fulfilling? Like they're sucking the life out of you instead of giving you that sweet, sweet support we all crave. You know that feeling when you walk away from a conversation and just feel blah? Well, fam, it's time to flip the script. Because let's face it, we live in a world where connection is more crucial than ever. But with social media constantly bombarding us with curated lives and unrealistic expectations, it's easy to get lost in the noise and forget what truly matters. Genuine, authentic connections that lift us up. So, buckle up, dopamine hackers, because today we're diving deep into how to build those rock-solid relationships that actually support your mental health journey. First things first, let's talk about boundaries, baby. Setting healthy boundaries is like building a protective fortress around your emotional energy. It means knowing your limits, saying no when you need to, and protecting your space from negativity. Remember, it's not selfish, it's self-love. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home uninvited, right? Well, the same applies to your emotional world. Next up, communication is key, people. Open, honest, and vulnerable communication builds trust and intimacy. Don't be afraid to express your needs, fears, and desires. And remember to truly listen when others are sharing with you. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and show them that they have your undivided attention. You know those moments when someone really listens and makes you feel heard? That's magic. Now let's talk about choosing your tribe wisely. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, inspire you, and celebrate your wins. Ditch the energy vampires who bring you down or constantly drain your emotional reserves. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by a circle of love, support, and positivity. Think about it like this. You wouldn't want your favorite plant surrounded by weeds, right? You'd nurture it with good soil and positive vibes. The same goes for your relationships. Let's not forget the importance of self-care and healthy relationships. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally is crucial. It allows you to show up as your best self in your relationships. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're filling yours up with activities that nourish your soul. Whether it is taking a walk in nature, indulging in a good book, or simply taking some quiet time for reflection, prioritize your well-being. And finally, remember that healthy relationships take work. They require effort, communication, and a willingness to grow together. Don't be afraid to seek professional help if you're struggling with a particular relationship. A therapist can provide guidance and support as you navigate the complexities of human connection. Okay, dopamine hackers, let me ask you this. Have you ever felt stuck in a draining relationship? Maybe one that left you feeling drained or unsupported? Think about it, have you ever walked away from a conversation feeling worse than before? I bet we've all been there. It's like that time I had this friend who, whenever we talked, always managed to turn the conversation back to their problems. Like, girl, I care, but can we focus on something else for once? You know what I mean. So, how do we avoid those situations and build relationships that actually nurture our mental well-being? It all starts with being mindful of our own needs and setting clear boundaries. Remember, you're not obligated to carry other people's emotional burdens. If someone consistently drains your energy, it might be time to step back and prioritize your own well-being. And remember, building healthy relationships is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, disagreements, and challenges along the way. But with open communication, compassion, and a willingness to grow together, you can cultivate those deep, meaningful connections that truly enrich your life. So, what are you waiting for, dopamine hackers? Go out there and build those amazing relationships. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by love, support, and genuine connection. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends and family. And let me know in the comments what you're doing to cultivate healthy relationships in your own life. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine pathways and remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and fulfilling connections.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.